these young upstarts or business expansions or business acquisitions maybe not happen. Succession planning on Main Street might not happen. So this is the final piece, is kind of what we'd like to say, that comes together to help someone achieve their goals, to achieve their dreams, starting their own business.
Grow Hayes continues to support the area with e-community loan programs. Director of Business Development and Special Projects, James Robbins, stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
June 1st was my starting date last year, so just almost a year. And prior to that, I worked for Senator Moran's office for 3 years. I covered Northwest Kansas for him. I spent 6 years before that selling John Deere equipment. And of course, wearing my Tiger Gold today, Tiger gear on Friday, Fort Hays grad for ag business. Local kid, I guess. I've been here for long enough to call me local, but grew up in Wallace County, Sharon Springs out there. So yeah, that's kind of my brief background. But for Grow Hayes, I specialize in some of these special projects that we have, the Grove and some of these housing developments. And then currently, I do a lot of e-community loan program, which is why I'm here today.
Yeah, very cool. And I imagine hanging out with Senator Moran, you got to see a lot of Western Kansas, a lot of programs that were coming to fruition, and probably also the ones that didn't work out so well.
Yeah, I mean, when I worked for the senator, I traveled Northwest Kansas. I got to talk to a ton of different people and really, really got a chance to understand what it is, what the policies that they create and make and trickles down to the state, and the state creates those policies and programs, and then how our communities can utilize them. And what I found out was, when I was talking to these economic development people, was they are engaged in these programs and they're really excited about them. And I got excited about it. And I said, well, I want to help more, but because of what I was doing, I was kind of limited on the amount of time I could spend or go help someone. So I had talked with Doug Williams about being on the board at Grow Hayes and getting involved and kind of more on a local level. And Doug said, hey, you know what, why don't you just come work for me and you can get, you know, dive in head first and really make a change. So, working for Senator Moran and seeing the great things going on in Northwest Kansas really led me to where I am today and really trying to give back to my community to make it a better place for my kids.
Very cool. So yeah, let's start talking about some of these projects and programs. Like, first off, really in your role at Grow Hayes, I want to start with, how do people, if they're interested in an e-community program, reach out to you? Where's that starting point?
So the easiest way is probably just to contact us at Grow Hayes. I mean, you can send an email to me, james@growhayes.com. Say, hey, I'm interested in either buying a business or starting my own, or I need to expand my business. How do I go about, I know you guys have some opportunities to help with loan funds. It's just a simple conversation. What I like to do and what I tell people is, my job isn't like... We provide the service for free. We don't get anything for it, but my job is to help you be successful. So I need to know as much as I can about your vision and your idea. That way I can help proceed further and get you in the contacts that you need and the resources that you need, and then how our programs can fit into your overall arching goal. So that you can just call down, come into Brief Space, 219 West 10th, come in, come say hi. I'll introduce myself, and then we'll just kind of begin and talk about what your idea is, what your vision, and we'll see how we can work it and make it happen.
Very cool. Yeah, and the experience that I've had down there with everybody at Grow Hayes and Brief Space is, it's very encouraging, it's very positive, and it's really easy to discuss this stuff with you, any of you guys, because you're, exactly as you said, here for the community.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, let's, excluding Doug, everybody says Doug's, he's not here to defend himself, but everybody says Doug's pretty tough on people. But in a sense, we have to be. We have to ask the tough questions. We don't get to be nice sometimes when we're talking about starting a business. I mean, it's people's livelihoods, it's dollars involved, it's a massive change in their life, and we have to vet them essentially, but we do so that's positive. And you know, if we believe it has some validity, we're going to run it to the ground. I mean, we run every angle that we can. We provide every resource that we can, and we make it, we try to make people feel like we're a part of them, a part of their business idea. We're not trying to take it over, but just be that resource, that just that person that they can call at 2 o'clock in the morning saying, I'm freaking out about this. What's going on? I don't know what to do. And we can just talk them through this process and be that resource, that person they can come talk to and say, I'm struggling, or, hey, I got this crazy idea. What should we do? And we just vet it out with them.
Yeah. And, you know, I like that. And you say it's a little bit harsh, but also I think it's probably for their own benefit. If you launch into a business idea, and especially if there's real serious money on the line, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. If you launch half-cocked and you're not ready and you haven't vetted those things out and you find yourself a year, 3 years down the road failing, you're going to be glad that somebody stopped you then before you've lost all that money.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and we wouldn't be doing our due diligence if we didn't, you know, cross T's, dot the I's and vet this a little bit. But it's way better to run this to ground today than, like you said, go in full bore, not knowing everything or not having all resources possible. And looking back 3 years from now saying, man, had I known this one thing that people knew about, but they never told me about, could have been a game changer for me. That's what we try to do is provide those resources, talk everything through, sometimes be the voice of reason and say, you know, this might not fit exactly, but what if you tweak it a little bit and this, we believe this could be, have some real validity behind it. So.
Yeah. You know what else I like that I've seen? A lot of the entrepreneurs here in Ellis County, and I'm sure beyond, it's a community of folks that everybody wants to help each other out. But something that Doug and I have talked about pretty frequently, and maybe you want to speak to this, is that organic growth piece. Rather than launching, you know, if you've got an idea for, I don't know, selling widgets and you want to move into the microfactory, right? And you secure $250,000 in debt to start it up. Well, maybe it would have been better to start smaller and find that niche where you're going to be successful rather than try to cram yourself into the larger business community. And the entrepreneurs and you folks all help with that and find that and work well together, I think, to create those opportunities.
Our entrepreneurial community is very tight-knit. I mean, there's people that are mentors to mentors, and their mentor is somebody else. You know, they have a mentor to somebody else. So it's very much pretty tight-knit, and people help everybody out. You know, you kind of find the people that understand what you want to go do and say, what do you think about this? And they help them talk it through, or they come talk with us. But yeah, to an extent is, you know, start small on some scales, start small before you get way into it, to see if it's going to work out and let it grow organically. And then other times it's, we have a crazy idea. We need a ton of money tomorrow and we're going to take on this new crazy large scale thing. We have entrepreneurs in this community that I would have never picked to go together. And then they come together and they don't have much in common from the outside looking in, except for they have their business owners and now they're partnering up together and doing great things for our community. So it's amazing to see how that happens. And once you're kind of, I wouldn't say inside the circle, but there is a little bit of a circle, I think. And these business owners like to take care of each other. There's always competition. There's always me versus him or her versus that guy, whatever the case might be. But at the end of the day, no one in Ellis County wants to see a fellow businessman fail, especially when they could have said, you know, hey, let me help you out here. What's going on? Reach out if you ever need anything, or let's share some resources instead of you having to carry the whole load on this, you know, this part or equipment. Let's partner on it. I'm going to use a half time. You're going to use a half time or something like that. So we see that too of, I need to expand my business. Who else needs to do this or something? So.
Very cool. Let's talk about some specifics on the loan programs. I know you guys can't necessarily like fund an entire business idea, but you definitely can provide that little extra bit that makes it work out, I think, right?
So yeah, our e-community loan program is a Network Kansas program that we are affiliated with. We partner with Network Kansas. They sell tax credits to fund this program. And what happens is, we match a bank, so we can match a bank up to $45,000. So a business owner comes in and says, I'm going to start a business, I'm going to expand it, or I'm going to purchase a business. And the bank says, I'll get everything but the last little bit. And they say, well, the last little bit's what I need to make this thing work. So they come to us and they say, how can you help me achieve my dream, achieve my goal? So we work with them and we say, well, we have this e-community loan program. And it's up to $45,000, minimum of 1 year note, up to 10 years, fixed rate, no early payoff, and a max percentage rate of 6%. So right now, it's a really, really attractive program. The banks are, you know, higher than 6%. So you can go to a bank, obtain a loan from them. We partner with the banks and say, we'll take a second position a lot of times on whatever that's going on. So the bank feels more secure on taking a chance on a young entrepreneur. And we take a lot more risk. But Network Kansas knows that without the programs like these young upstarts or business expansions or business acquisitions maybe not happen. The succession planning on Main Street might not happen. So this is the final piece is kind of what we like to say that comes together to help someone achieve their goals, to achieve their dreams of starting their own business.
Yeah, and it's financial, but you also get that support that we've been talking about from you guys and some of the other entrepreneurs in Ellis County who see these projects and maybe want to help create it in a way that becomes successful.
Yeah, there's a couple requirements that, to your point, James, is there's a couple requirements that we have. One is you have to have a business plan. You have to have, I just lost my train of thought. Sorry. You have to have a business plan. You have to have some financials figured out, a resume, a personal resume, past taxes. And we really, really encourage people to work with the Kansas Small Business Development Center on Fort Hays' campus, KSBDC. Their staff is super knowledgeable. They'll help you work through the business plan and kind of getting those numbers figured out. And what we've learned is anybody can write a business plan. And sometimes if it's a business expanding, they don't really need a lot for a business plan. They kind of already know their business. This is just an addition that's going to help them out. But for new startups, or if you're someone that's going to purchase a business and you know it, but you need to get your thoughts on paper, KSBDC really works with the customer, with the client, saying, let's get your idea on paper. We'll use our resources to provide the numbers and the background and the validity behind it. That way, when you do go to a bank, your numbers are solid and they're like, yep, this is a no-brainer for us. And then we kind of piggyback off the bank and we say, if it's good with the bank, it's good with us. It does come to a loan committee that we have, an e-community loan committee, which is not decided on a state level. It's local folks, local entrepreneurs, local business owners that we have reached out to saying, we need members from our community to help our community. So they come in, they review our loans. They give them the up and down, the approved or not. And then we go forth and go do it. And if they're not approved and we go back to the business, the applicant, and say, hey, change these things. They want to see more here. They want to see more detail here. And then come back to us. And usually if they go through KSBDC, that doesn't happen. I mean, they're vetted through. It's a great program, and they do a great job there.
Very good. Well, we're virtually out of time, sir, but I know real quick, there was one last thing we wanted to hit on. You've got a pretty cool event coming up a little bit later on this summer we wanted to hit on.
Yeah, so just an early shout out, Brief Space, the co-working space down on 219 West 10th, where Grow Hayes office is out of, is having their five-year ribbon cutting. So we've been in business for 5 years. August 9th will be the ribbon cutting and brick presentation, 219 West 10th down here in Hayes. It's also National Co-working Day, so we're providing free co-working spaces for anybody to come down. We'd really love to see the place filled with people. If you work from home or you want a break from working from the office, come down to Brief Space, jump in one of our cubicles or go up in the loft and have a meeting up there or something. We'd love to see anybody and everybody from the community to come down and join us for our ribbon cutting and then also just work from Brief Space, see what it's like.